One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. The second, yeah. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Can you take the train to New York City?
So my question is, can you take the bus to New York City? So you can answer my question, recalling the passage that you read.
I answer it, yeah. Oh yeah, you can take $11 of the bus to New York City. Yes. Oh yes, I'm sorry. Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
Okay, thank you. Then what is the price of a bus ticket?
The bus ticket is $11.
Did you say that the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the differences between conditional and ordinal. Sorry, may I begin?
Okay,
I can first.
Cardinal and
oh, okay. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the differences between the cardinal and the ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as 4 in 4 apples. When we talk about days and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
Okay.
Yeah. When we count something, we should the cardinal numbers.
Alright. And 4th is a cardinal number, right?
Sorry, pardon?
4th is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4th is an ordinal number.
Alright. Could you read the sentences aloud?
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and Bonticules. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreigner movies.
Alright. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yeah, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in West Village. Yeah, I see in West Village, I can see Hollywood movies.
Hollywood movies and foreign movies are different.
Oh, sorry.
I'll repeat my question.
Okay.
Did you say that in the West Village, you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, in the West the Village, you can only see foreign movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Manhattan
has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 15th Avenue to 18th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. No, the High Line Park street in 11th Avenue.
You may want to look at the passage again.
Oh, Sorry.
I will repeat my question. Is the High Line Park above street level?
No, the High Line Park was built an old train line above street level.
I'll repeat my question. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, the High Line Park above the street level.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the High Line Park is above Fifth Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in the New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Sorry, can you
play again? The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yeah, the Cloister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
Okay. And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan.
Okay. Could you read the sentences aloud?
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Alright. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Sorry, would you please? Yeah.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yeah, the American continents combine North America and South America.
Alright. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains located in North America. In order to make drivers safer, there are many ways that the roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow ones. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that the car cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, the solid line means that the cars can't cross the other lane.
Okay. And two-way roads use white lines, right?
Sorry, what do you...
Two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use yellow lines.
Alright. Could you read the sentences aloud?
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than urban areas. Rural areas often have few job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Okay. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yeah. white lice is always found in rural areas.
Okay. And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main found in rural areas.
All right.
So